Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. Before we get into the top three stories here, just like to remind you, over at St. Christopher's on 12th Avenue, they're having their Thursday night concert series. It just kicked off, the Crosstown Band on stage as we speak, so you might want to check that out this evening. And let's look into the number one, the three top stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three story.
All right, attacks against local homeless people are on the rise in April. Teenage boys knocked a man unconscious at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge while capturing this brutal attack on video, then posting it all over social media. PPD Public Information Officer Mike Wood confirms the teen said they thought the man was threatening them, although when they went back and looked at that video, there was absolutely no evidence to substantiate their false claims. One teen confessed to the beating, saying they were playing the KO game where criminals knock out an unsuspecting individual with one blow.
And Escambia commissioners are looking to fund four new fire stations in Escambia County. The county may use up to $30 million of local option sales tax dollars to boost fire protection. The plan calls for demolishing two existing buildings and replacing them with new fire stations. The county will also build new stations on Paradise Beach and Kingsfield Road. Today's committee meeting will focused on discussing the upgrades, and commissioners say the funding vote could come at the next county commission meeting.
And number three this afternoon, we now know more, a little bit more now this afternoon, about the incident on Tuesday involving two 14-year-old teenagers and a gun at Warrington Prep Academy. Scabby deputies confirming the boy took the firearm from his dad's safe and then brought it onto campus. Another boy then tried to hide the firearm from deputies before it was located. It gets more and more complicated. The boy accused of bringing that gun on campus. Well, he was arrested and accused of possession of a firearm at a special event or school, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and disruption of school function. The investigation is ongoing this afternoon.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, just a couple local quick news headlines for you. A 24-year-old Milton woman, Megan Williams, arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated animal cruelty for allegedly abusing two dogs as she was dog-sitting. She's currently held on a $200,000 bond, and the dog owner discovered the abuse through home security footage, which Williams later admitted to. The dog sustained injuries but are alive.
Okay, two proposed fire protection fee increases. Those plans will be discussed by Escambia County Commissioners tonight. Either plan likely means a tax hike for Escambia County residents.
But I know it's a burden, and I don't think anybody takes it lightly. We certainly understand the concern. I think you'll hear quite a few ideas brought forth tonight, and we'll see where we land. You know, people ask me, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "I'll be totally honest with you. I'm not sure.
Okay,
we'll just have to see."
All right. And forensic artists at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children using technology to create updated images of missing children to help solve cold cases. These age-progressed images aim to draw attention and offer hope for finding children who have long been missing, including but not limited to Andrea Durham from Fort Walton Beach, Danielle Bell from Cantonment, and Christy Jean Rogers from Crestview.
6:15, Austin Price has a look at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening, and please continue to do so, because looking at the weather here, 78 degrees right now, low of 71 tonight, but there is a slight chance of thunderstorms coming into this evening that will bleed into your Friday. Friday's chance of rain is a 30% chance throughout the day, where the high will be 81 and the low will be 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, federal immigration agents and Florida state law enforcement are wrapping up a sweep of criminal migrants here in the state, netting more than 1,000 arrests. Eben Brown has more from Miramar, Florida.
Florida law enforcement working with ICE say it took only a week to nab 1,120 wanted criminal migrants in Operation Tidal Wave, something ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan says is a great plan.
But also a model that we're able to take to other states to make it a priority that the president has kept to the American people to make sure our communities are safe.
Among those caught are members of gangs like Tren de Aragua and child predators, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This was impacting not just the southern border and region of Texas or Arizona, but communities all across the country, including in the state of Florida.
In Miramar, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And condo owners may benefit from what a Miami lawmaker calls an incredible bill. State Representative Vicky Lopez was talking yesterday about a new condo safety bill. House Bill 913 gives condo associations another year to pass a structural integrity study, and it gives the associations more ways to comply with the state's financial requirements. Lopez says the bill is an effort to reach that delicate balance between safety and financial relief. The bill now goes to the governor's desk for his signature.
618 News Radio 92.3. More than 500,000 people in Florida over the age of 65 suffers from Alzheimer's disease. According to the Florida Department of Health, the impacts on the state and caregivers, monumental and huge. Current cost of caring, estimated at $277 billion. That is projected to increase to more than $1.1 trillion by 2050. Scambia County, there are 6,400 adults, or 10% of the 65-plus adult population, suffering from Alzheimer's. In Santa Rosa County, 3,400 adults, or 9.7% of the affected population, is engaged in the battle.
And the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, just 1 month away now. That's not cool. The latest models are predicting a slightly above average season with 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. The season begins on June 1st and runs through November.
You know, it was supposed to be the last day of the state legislative session tomorrow. Don't expect it. And it certainly isn't going to end on time because of the ongoing back and forth battle over Florida's state budget. Lawmakers were told to plan on going home after Friday's session and to expect an announcement when they should return to Tallahassee. Governor DeSantis confirmed the budget would not arrive on time.
All righty, 619. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest storylines happening across your entire nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Pensacola Little Theater is proud to present Trail to Oregon, May 2nd to 11th, a lively and humorous musical that follows the misadventures of a quirky pioneer family as they journey westward along the Oregon Trail in the 19th century. Led by the bumbling but well-meaning father, the family encounters a series of obstacles and colorful characters along the way, including bandits, buffalo stampedes, and the dreaded dysentery. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains mature themes and language.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Temperatures dropping just a bit now, hovering around 78 degrees, but still a lot of sunshine. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on. President Trump preparing to give a commencement address at the University of Alabama later tonight. Griff Jenkins reporting this afternoon from Tuscaloosa.
History will be made in that Coleman Coliseum when President Trump comes and gives his first commencement address here, but he will be introduced by legendary coach Nick Saban from Alabama. He did come and visit, if you remember, back in September. He attended the Alabama-Georgia game, the crowd chanting USA, USA. Alabama went on to win that game 41-34, and that sentiment and that excitement for President Trump is still here with some of the students we spoke to about tonight's speech. But not everybody's excited. There are planned protests, some of the students organizing, and we expect former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, along with former Alabama Senator Doug Jones, to lead this Tide Against Trump protest.
And throughout some of our scattered weather updates throughout this afternoon, we've been talking about the national scale, as we typically do. Well over 69 million people dealing with the threat of severe weather from Texas up to Pennsylvania. A storm system may bring heavy winds, hail, and possible tornadoes to several states. The strongest possibility of storms will be in western Kentucky and the southern parts of Ohio and Indiana.
And Janice Dean's around in about 20 minutes or so with that national snapshot. Right. Especially Derby Day tomorrow up in Louisville. Expect a lot of mud and rain. It's going to be a mess up there. Iraqi officials announcing they plan to prosecute an ISIS suspect for allegedly inciting a deadly attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Terrible incident. Fox's C.B. Cotton reporting this afternoon.
The suspect's name and exact role isn't yet clear, but Iraq's Supreme Judicial Council says its investigation came at the request of U.S. investigators who said back in January they were examining how the accused attacker and Texas native Shamsuddin Jabbar became radicalized by ISIS. The FBI said before Jabbar rammed a rented Ford F-150 through a crowded Bourbon Street, he had twice visited New Orleans and also made a trip to both Egypt and Canada. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said he's been briefed on the Iraqi arrest, and he added this.
This goes to show you the resiliency of the state and the commitment that our law enforcement partners, whether it be at the federal, state, or local level, have in making sure that we're safe in Louisiana.
C.B. Cotton, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month in the green, but off session highs, and the Dow and S&P 500 notching eight straight sessions of gains as strong quarterly reports from heavyweights Microsoft and Meta pointed to a resilient outlook for the tech sector. Tech was the best performer while healthcare lagged. Shares of Microsoft rose over 7%, driven by an upbeat quarterly growth forecast for its cloud computing business. The jump helped the stock surpass Apple to become the most valuable company in the U.S. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon and Goldman Sachs, the Dow decliners, McDonald's, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow rising 84 points, the Nasdaq up 264, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, I'm not going to be talking your ears off much here. I'm not seeing much congestion on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so, as we do have some slight chances of thunderstorms this evening that will bleed into your Friday. Tonight's low is 71 degrees with about a 20% chance of those storms. Tomorrow, going to have a 30% chance throughout the day. Friday's high is going to be 81 with a low of 70.
Okay, mortgage rates holding steady today and remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.81%. That average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is around 6.14%. Secretary of Transportation saying the department has come up with new incentives to hire new air traffic controllers and keep the old ones on so they don't retire. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says we are short 3,000 air traffic controllers. So on top of the 30% pay increase already announced earlier this year for ATC, they're now offering a $5,000 bonus to new recruits and additional financial incentives to older controllers to stay on instead of retire.
We have a plan to bring in more military air traffic controllers. I don't want them to go take a different job. I want them to come in and continue the skills that they've learned in the military, continue to use those skills in the civilian airspace.
Duffy says they're on track to hire 2,000 more controllers this year and have cut down the amount of time it takes to start training. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right, and a 50-year-old Soviet probe meant for Venus is expected to crash back to Earth soon. The Cosmos 482 probe was launched in 1972, but malfunctioned and has been stuck in Earth's orbit ever since. The dead spacecraft, which is around the size of a car, was built to survive the hottest planet in our solar system and might survive re-entry to Earth. Here's where it gets morbidly funny. Scientists say the chance that it hits a person is about 1 in 10,000. It's on track for reentry sometime between May 7th and 13th. So we can chuckle about that until the off chance that it hits somebody, I suppose.
So that thing's been up there for 53 years.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
All right. Sexual assault reports in the military are down, but not across all branches. Jill Nato has details from Washington.
The Navy, the Air Force, and Marine Corps all saw single-digit increases in the number of sexual assault reports. But the Army saw a 13% decrease. When they're all averaged out, that means the number of assault reports across the military dipped by nearly 4%. Defense Department officials say there were a total of roughly 8,200 such reports in 2024, but that number is too high, and the military needs to do more to prevent assaults. On top of that, the Pentagon's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office says it's not clear how the Trump administration's budget cuts may impact the effort. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Republican lawmakers planning to introduce legislation that would require age verification on app stores. The App Store Accountability Act would require app stores to verify the ages of all users, signaling the latest congressional push to boost online safety for kids. It's being introduced by Senator Mike Lee and Congressman John James, and it resembles a newly signed law in Lee's home state of Utah that takes effect next week. If passed, the bill would mark a major change into steps app stores will have to take before users can download apps.
It started early this morning, President Trump shaking up his national security team, and boy, it's been quite a ride this afternoon. It really has. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Mike Waltz is out as National Security Advisor, but is being nominated by President Trump to serve as ambassador at the UN. The president announced the move in a social media post. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will simultaneously be the interim National Security Advisor. The move follows weeks of pressure on Waltz to step down, following revelations his office accidentally added a journalist to a private text chain about sensitive military operations against the Houthis in Yemen. President Trump was in need of a new nominee to serve at the UN after New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's nomination was pulled because of the Republican slim majority in the U.S. House. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doubling down on his goal of defeating Hamas. According to the Times of Israel, Netanyahu spoke during an Independence Day event in Jerusalem and added that returning hostages held by Hamas is also a very important goal. However, the Hostages and Missing Families Forum said Netanyahu's comments were alarming given the condition of previously released captives. Netanyahu's comments come as Israel's military has returned to the Gaza Strip with ceasefire talks seemingly stalled.
1 month from today, hurricane season, 1 week from today, new ID rules take effect at U.S. military bases. Civilians going through the gates at NAS Pensacola will need a real ID. Most people in Northwest Florida with a driver's license already have one. Just look for that star in the right-hand corner. If you see it there, you are absolutely good to go. Coming up in about 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Trump threatening would-be buyers of Iranian oil. They'll be subject to sanctions as nuclear talks between the U.S. and Iran are delayed.
Washington and Tehran are meeting about Iran's nuclear program, but in a statement, Oman, who is mediating negotiations, said for logistical reasons, a meeting planned for Saturday will be scheduled.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the administration pushing to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Several rallies held today in support of workers' rights.
May 1st is International Workers' Day, and demonstrations are saying of workers and migrants.
Our struggles are interconnected, and our enemies are the same.
They say politicians and billionaires are using divisive rhetoric to make workers fear immigrants. The demonstrations also call for fair wages for all workers.
Fox's Cornell Scott, America's listening to Fox News.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the state agriculture bill, which would make it illegal to call almond milk milk. It also will ban additives to the water that do not improve water quality. That's fluoride. Locally, we're going to talk about dramatically increasing the cost of fire protection service, the MSBU. Also, building 4 new fire stations for $30 million and maybe putting $25 million of artificial turf on the John R. Jones Field on 9 Mile. Listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up, attacks against local homeless people are on the rise. In April, teenage boys knocked a man unconscious at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge while capturing the brutal attack on video and then posting it on social media. PPD Public Information Officer Mike Wood confirmed that the teens said they thought the man was threatening them, although there was no evidence in the video to substantiate those claims. One teen confessed to the beating, saying that they were playing the KO game, where criminals knock out an unsuspecting individual with one blow.
Number two, we're watching here. Escambia commissioners are looking to fund 4 new fire stations in Escambia County. Now, the county may use up to $30 million of local option sales tax dollars to boost fire protection, and a plan calls for demolishing 2 existing buildings, replacing them with new fire stations. The county will also build new stations on Paradise Beach and Kingsfield Road. Today's Committee of the Whole meeting will focus on discussing those upgrades. Commissioners say the funding vote could come at the next County Commission meeting.
And we now know more this afternoon about the incident on Tuesday involving 2 14-year-old teenagers and a gun at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Escambia deputies confirmed a boy took the firearm from his dad's safe and brought it on campus. Another boy tried to hide the firearm from deputies before it was located. The boy accused of bringing the gun on campus was arrested and accused of possession of a firearm at a special event or school, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and disruption of a school function, and the investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And think about this. The Lakers, whenever they've been a 3 seed or higher, they have never lost in the first round. Shocking here, because coming into this series, people heavily favored had the Lakers.
There is a first time for everything.
And that's it. Clock will tick. Minnesota is going to win this series and knock out the Lakers, the 3 seed, 4-1.
On TNT, Western Conference NBA playoffs, the 6th seeded Timberwolves eliminated the 3rd seeded Lakers in a first round series last night in Los Angeles, winning 103-96.
Minnesota closing things out on a 16-8 run. And the Timberwolves getting their 21st win in their last 26 games.
On TNT, Rudy Gobert was Rudy Go Wild in Game 5. The Timberwolves center scored a career playoff best 27 points and career playoff high 24 rebounds. Julius Randle scored 23 for the T-Wolves, who were underdogs last night in L.A., underdogs in the series, but Minnesota won it, despite having missed 40 out of 47 three-point tries. Second year in a row, the Lakers got knocked out in the first round. Luka Doncic scored 28 points. LeBron James had 22 in L.A.'s final game of the season. The Timberwolves await the winner of the series between the Warriors and the Rockets. Golden State had a chance to end it last night in Houston, but the Rockets won Game 5, 131-116. Game 6 tomorrow in San Francisco. The Warriors still 1-1 from advancing, up 3-2. Stanley Cup playoffs. Washington Capitals into the second round with a 4-1 win over the Canadiens. In Game 5, the Caps will face the Hurricanes next. The reigning Cup champs, the Florida Panthers, took out the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5, 6-3. Florida awaits the winner of the Toronto-Ottawa series. Winnipeg Jets up 3-2 on the St. Louis Blues after a 5-2 win. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Another headline going on in your sports today. College basketball coach Rick Pitino. We learned that he's going to be facing one of his former teams this upcoming season. The Kentucky Wildcats, set to play Pitino's St. John's Red Storm in the CBS Sports Classic, comes after UCLA announced it dropped out of the tournament, allowing St. John's to take their spot. Pitino coached the Wildcats for 8 seasons and won a national championship with them in 1996.
Okay, Wahoos on their longest road trip of the season, dropping a 4-2 decision on Wednesday night against the Birmingham Barons. Wahoos are 16-7 on the season. They sit in first place in the South Division. Tonight, Pensacola faces Birmingham for Game 3 of a 6-game series.
All right. And a baseball fan is in critical condition after falling from the outfield wall at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Happened in the 7th inning of a game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and Chicago Cubs. The man fell over 20 feet, landing into right outfield, and he was taken off the field in a stretcher. In a statement, the Pirates said that their thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. Pittsburgh Public Safety said the incident is being treated as accidental in nature.
Okay, we're going to rack 35-50 here this afternoon. All right. Men from women's sports, a key priority. White House senior policy strategist, her name is May Mailman, says that having trans athletes in women's sports is unconstitutional and actually goes against Title IX.
There were not a lot of sports opportunities for women. Women couldn't have certain majors. They had curfews. And then in comes Title IX, all these opportunities for women. And then Biden takes them all away by basically inventing that Title IX means that men have access to women's sports, women's spaces, women's locker rooms, women's opportunities, women's scholarships.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is the sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. The sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. LeBron's not going anywhere. Every single year, as soon as his team gets eliminated, he gets asked the question, what's the plan going forward? He always says he doesn't know. Well, I know. You're going to come back to Los Angeles, your son is on the team, and you got 50 million reasons in your prime to play with a guy named Luka. Stop. LeBron's not going anywhere. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, one local person is in custody after the dispute between co-workers led to a stabbing in Milton on Wednesday evening. Santa Rosa officials say it happened around 7 o'clock on Bluebell Street. The victim was stabbed and taken to a local hospital for treatment. The injuries were described as non-life-threatening. The unidentified suspect was arrested. And Governor DeSantis is criticizing the state house as time is running out in the regular legislative session. Speaking in Lake County, DeSantis says he doesn't expect a budget before the session ends tomorrow.
This is not at this point rocket science, guys. You know, we have 6 years of showing how it's done.
Okay, DeSantis accuses House leaders of turning their backs on conservative progress made during his administration. He also attacked the recent House investigation into the Hope Florida Foundation, calling it entirely political.
And a 30-year-old Fort Walton Beach man facing charges after allegedly placing a hidden camera in an air vent and capturing video of a woman undressing for several months. Okaloosa County deputies arrested Jason Carpenter on Wednesday. He's charged with video voyeurism and burglary. Investigators say a woman found the camera in her home last month after noticing a glare while she was cleaning. The sheriff's office says that the camera had been recording the victim in her bedroom. The video reportedly showed Carpenter setting the camera up.
It's always nice to talk about good things happening to good people. I know this guy. Carrie Shanahan has been appointed interim director of parks and recreation for the city of Pensacola. I met him some 10 years or so ago. He was the head of NWR, the recreational program over on NAS Pensacola. Got 20 years experience. Shanahan will oversee park operations and community programs, and he will do a bang-up job.
Absolutely. And the Blackwater Forestry Service says a slow-moving wildfire near Hearst Hammock Road was under control. No homes are in danger. That update came from last night. And we bring stories like these up to remind you about how wildfires are very common and very dangerous during this time of year. Officials say the 100-acre brush fire did not threaten any homes and no injuries were reported.
Okay, I mentioned this earlier in the show today. An undergraduate team from the University of West Florida has taken home top honors after winning the second annual Southeastern Psychological Association Quiz Bowl in Atlanta. The students competed against teams from other colleges and universities throughout the Southeast. By the way, this is the second time the UWF team has won that award.
Wow, all right, that's awesome. Also, wanted to touch on this here. We were talking about because this has been a developing story when it comes to like parks and stuff. Well, and it's typically on a state level, but we can bring it in local here. Escambia County expanding its parks and recreation offerings this year, opening two new parks and installing new playgrounds at several of their existing facilities. The new parks are Paper Park and Jennings Gonzalez Park, and they provide various amenities like disc golf, walking trails, and playgrounds. Additional playgrounds, climbing structures, and interactive games have been added to several parks as well, including the Ferry Pass Community Center, Jack Reddick's Park, and Raymond Riddy's Athletic Park.
Well, today the number of wildfires burning across the state jumping to 107, burning 3,400 acres as drought conditions worsen in Florida. We might get some reprieve from this this weekend in some areas. There were 16 active wildfires burning as of this morning. One of the largest fires in the state is that fire over the Hearst Hammock Road fire.
Yeah.
Here's the good news for you. It's under control. No homes are in danger. Officials saying that brush fire did not threaten any homes, and nothing is really going to happen with this, and they're going to put this one out. So right. That's the good news. National Weather Service reports low humidity combined with dry soil, vegetation, especially when combined with gusty winds, are creating an elevated fire danger. Rain chances increase over the weekend and into next week. And it is now 6:45 while we're talking about these weather conditions here. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, luckily there's not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 78 degrees, low of 71. Chris, he was talking about the rainfall just now. Well, we could see a 20% chance of thunderstorms tonight, and those chances will bleed into Friday and this weekend. Friday's chances sit at around 30% all throughout the day, at least currently. Friday's high is 81, the low is 70.
All right, there you go. That's our local snapshot. Let me take you for a national view. Prepare for a rainy weekend ahead. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at the upcoming forecast.
Another day of strong storms and the potential for flooding over sections of the Plain States, the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee river valleys today and tomorrow. We could see large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes for a wide swath of the country. Tomorrow, the strong storms will reignite over the southern plains and looks like a wet day Saturday for the 151st Kentucky Derby in Louisville. It also looks like a wet, messy weekend along the East Coast, including the Northeast, as an area of low pressure lingers for several days and brings the chance for showers and heavy rain for the region. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
All right, the maternal death rate on the rise in the U.S. Not a good thing to really lead off here. Tom Graham explains what's going on.
After 2 years of decline, the number of U.S. women who died during or shortly after childbirth rose slightly last year. That's according to newly released numbers from the CDC. There were 688 deaths last year. That's up from 669 in 2023. The CDC counts women who died while pregnant, during childbirth, or up to 42 days after in that statistic. Maternal fatalities spiked during the COVID pandemic, with deaths reaching their highest levels in 50 years in 2022 and 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this as well. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has filed a lawsuit against TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance. Now, this is something we've been hearing about on the business scene time and time again.
Yeah, for about 2 years now.
Yeah, but in a statement released Tuesday, Marshall accused a Chinese-owned social media platform of exploiting children and addicting them to harmful content, which has fueled a public health crisis among Alabama youth. See that?
Yeah.
According to Marshall, the lawsuit also seeks civil penalties under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act. No word on when the lawsuit might go to court just yet.
President Trump, busy guy. Of course, he's doing his national thing in Washington. Then he's going to be in Tuscaloosa tonight for the commencement ceremony at the University of Alabama. But President Trump held that cabinet meeting at the White House where they discussed recent efforts in helping U.S. military veterans. Secretary of Veteran Affairs Doug Collins says they've been expanding options for treatments that are affecting different individuals.
We're expanding out options for treatments and others for those that are new. We're experimenting and looking at new counseling ideas, all new drug techniques that we can help with PTSD, TBI, the things that are affecting our veterans right now.
And we've been touching a lot on measles tonight, unfortunately. Well, thousands of baseball fans in North Texas may have been exposed to the measles virus. Health officials in Denton County, which is north of Dallas, reported their first case. The patient visited several locations last month, including Globe Life Field for a Texas Rangers game. The team says that, that there were nearly 40,000 people in attendance for the game against the L.A. Dodgers. Contact tracing found that the patient also visited several bars around the ballpark on April 19th.
All right. A review of gender dysphoria treatment for children and adolescents has been released by the Trump administration. Tanya J. Roberts and has more on the story.
The 400-plus page review released by the Department of Health and Human Services includes sections on evidence, ethical considerations, psychotherapy, and, quote, clinical realities. It says that science and evidence do not support treatment of gender dysphoria in youths. The report is in line with President Trump's executive order to end federal support for medical procedures that alter sex or gender in those 19 and under. And while the agency says it was peer-reviewed, it does not specify who reviewed it. Groups including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics have affirmed the practice of gender-affirming care. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
6:49, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take one last quick break, and when we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some business notes for you, followed by some pop culture, some more frivolous stuff to ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and this evening, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Now, the U.S. and Ukraine are signing a long-awaited minerals deal. CNBC is reporting Washington will now receive preferential access to Kyiv's natural resources in exchange for the formation of a reconstruction investment fund for Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent yesterday said that the economic partnership would allow the two countries to invest together. Stocks rose today after strong quarterly results from two big tech hitters. It helped to ease out concerns that AI progress would slow during economic uncertainty. The Dow was up 83, the S&P 500 added 35, and the NASDAQ grew by 1.5%. Tesla is denying a Wall Street Journal report that its board was searching for a replacement for CEO Elon Musk. Shares of Tesla are currently down slightly in after-hours trading. Crude oil futures for June are below $59 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, as winds down, things with this Doge thing, as it winds down here, a new Elon Musk project is taking shape. This is going to be interesting. Tom Rigotti has details from Elon's Starbase, Texas.
Elon Musk has for years made Texas his business home and playground as he launches rockets and builds cars in the Lone Star State. And those space exploration efforts are spurring a new municipality. A vote is scheduled Saturday to turn the South Texas home of his SpaceX rocket company into an official city known as Starbase. Approval is likely. Most of the eligible voters are SpaceX workers. Critics say that vote and other proposals to give the city new authority to close beaches for rocket launches would give Musk and his company town too much power. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All right. And the latest unemployment numbers up more than expected. According to Labor Department numbers out this morning, first-time claims jumped 18,000 to 241,000 for the week ending April 26th. That's 17,000 more than analysts had forecast. That's quite a jump. I wonder if that's a typo. Outstanding unemployment claims were up by 83,000 to more than 1.9 million, the highest since November 2021.
655, heads up Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. And you're going to need to continue to do so because we do have some rainfall chances later this evening. It's 78 degrees right now, low of 71. There's going to be a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, we're going to see those chances bleed into Friday and increase slightly, about a 30% chance, where the high will be 81 and the low will be 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All righty. The nominations are in for Broadway's Biggest Night. Michelle Polino has a look at the Tony Awards.
Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and Maybe Happy Ending each scored a leading 10 Tony Award nominations as voters spread out across 29 different shows. Operation Mincemeat and Dead Outlaw round out the Best Musical category, while the Best Play race includes English, The Hills of California, John Proctor as the Villain Purpose, and Oh Mary. Hollywood stars made their mark with first-time nominations for George Clooney for Good Night and Good Luck, Bob Odenkirk for Glengarry Glen Ross, and Succession star Sarah Snook for her one-woman picture of Dorian Gray. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo hosts the 78th annual Tony Awards June 8th. It'll air on CBS and stream on Paramount+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione is at the center of a new musical in San Francisco for whatever reason. The 26-year-old accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan late last year is the subject of the 60-minute musical called Luigi. Creators say the musical will follow Mangione's time at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn with real-life cellmate Sam Bankman-Fried and P. Diddy by his side. For anyone who likes comedy and show tunes, they say Luigi will be your new favorite felony. Don't know if that's grammatically correct. The show runs from June 13th to the 28th.
I don't think I'm going to hold my breath on that one. Pop culture stuff coming out here. Of course, local activities. If you, you're driving around, you might want to stop by St. Christopher's over on 12th Avenue. They are holding their Thursday night concert series, and the Crosstown Band is on the stage as we speak right now. And then tomorrow night, 2025 concert series, Bands of the Blackwater. It is Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols. The curtain rises 7 o'clock. Bring your lawn chair. Blankets and cooler, no glass containers. Leave the glass at home. However, I find this very interesting. Dogs are allowed while on a leash at that concert.
All right. And I just mentioned Sean Diddy Combs a moment ago. Well, he's going to stand trial after officially rejecting a plea deal in his federal sex trafficking case. A pretrial conference with the judge, federal prosecutors, and Combs' lawmakers was held earlier today in New York. The rapper and businessman was arrested in September, and he's charged with sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering.
Tina Fey takes on an Alan Alda classic. This is going to be cool. Michelle comes back and has more.
Tina Fey and Steve Carell star in the Four Seasons on Netflix, an adaptation of Alan Alda's 1981 big screen romantic comedy. The 8-episode series follows six friends on a weekend getaway who discover one couple is splitting up, completely upending their relationship and changing their friendships forever.
Are you guys happy?
What kind of question is that? Come on.
We sit in the same room, monitoring different screens. We're like co-workers at a nuclear facility.
Fey created the series with 30 Rock producers Lang Fisher and Tracy Wigfield. The show also features Coleman Domingo and Will Forte. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a settlement is reached between the city of Chicago and actor Jussie Smollett. The former Empire star was convicted in 2021 for staging a racist and homophobic attack and then lying to police about it. Smollett's conviction was overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court in November. The city of Chicago filed a civil lawsuit back in 2019 against the actor, claiming that they spent $130,000 on overtime during the initial investigation. A status hearing involving the settlement is set for May 29th in federal court.
All right, here comes the Academy of Country Music Awards just around the corner with some just added special performances, and we're still talking about Cat Country's Brent Lane. Of course, he's grabbing that big award for Talent of the Year, I believe it is, but Michelle Polino has all of the details for us.
The 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards announced a massive lineup of country stars set to kick off next week's awards with a 12-minute musical marathon celebrating six decades of ACM Songs of the Year, featuring Clint Black, Winona Judd, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Dan and Shay, and Sugarland. One, here comes the, two, to the, three, to the, the show will also feature collaborations including Jelly Roll and Shaboozy, Rascal Flatts with the Backstreet Boys, and Brooks and Dunn with Cody Johnson. Megan Mulroney will join previously announced performers Alan Jackson, Lainey Wilson, Miranda Lambert, and more. Reba McEntire hosts the 60th Annual ACM Awards on Prime Video next Thursday at 8 Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, if you're thinking about, I want to just remind you, if you're thinking about doing that house buying or house selling activity, mortgage rates for today, Mortgage News Daily, 30-year fixed mortgage is standing at 6.81, average rate on the 15-year, 6.15. See you tomorrow at 4. Have a great night.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.